Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Don't respond to pressure. When the Spirit of God dealt with me about that, when it was coming to me, the enemy saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Spirit of God prompted me, why don't you ask him what he's going to do? And just like that, I saw it. I thought, I don't have to answer him. What's he to me? I don't have to answer anything he brings to me. And so I saw it. I said, so you're concerned about me, huh? You know, worst case scenario, I don't get my bills paid. I don't get my body healed. I die. I fall dead tomorrow. Worst case scenario, die sick and broke. Guess what? I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I've already won. I've already won.
Yes.
I said, you concerned about me? What I'm going to do? I said, how about you? What you going to do? Have you read the back of the book? Don't sound good for you. Have you read the back of the book? Bible said time is short. Tick tock. Tick tock. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, devil? I read in there where a great big old angel is coming down with chains. He's going to grab you and slap them chains on you. He's going to throw you into the pit. What are you going to do? 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 By then, he's gone. He's gone. He's long gone. He don't want to hear that. But come on, can you see where so many people have been? Instead of doing that, what would they still be doing? Trying to answer the question, what am I going to do? On the defensive, fearful, under pressure. I don't have to answer all questions. In fact, I don't answer all questions. Lots of times. You know, people write in, they call in. Brother Moore, what's your position on this? Don't have one. Well, sure you do. No comment. None of my business. A lot of folks are not happy with that. They're not satisfied with that. They try to push. Well, now back up. Why would they try to push? Because somebody's pushing them. Why were these guys trying to push Jesus? Because somebody, some spirit, was trying to push them. Why? To cause a public problem. Can you see this? And what else you will see is that the enemy will try to push you not only to pick between two bad choices or three or whatever, he will try to push you to pick sides. Pick sides. Which side you on? Which side are you on? Phyllis and I, years ago at the beginning of our ministry, I was seeing some things and in our little kitchen. I said, let's pray over this. I had just come from a place that wasn't necessarily called faith place, word and faith place. And right after I got back, somebody said, I heard you went to so-and-so's. I said, yep. He said, man, what are you doing over there? Well, this is where you get into it. I don't have to answer all questions. I don't have to explain myself to them. What'd you say? We're having a service, having meetings. What were you doing over there? Having meetings, preaching, praising God, saying hallelujah. That's all I got. But I saw what was going. Folks were trying to say, are you with us? Are you with them? whose side are you on? And I told Phyllis, I said, you know, I'm not doing this. I am not picking sides. I can have more than one friend.
Amen.
I can have more than one friend. And you know, because we did, we joined hands in the kitchen and we prayed, and I said, Lord, help me. Help us, Phyllis and I, to help us to never allow pressure, prejudice. Now, when you say prejudice, sometimes people try to think color or gender, but oh no, there's all kind of other prejudices. Traditional versus non-traditional. You know, charismatic versus faith. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Which camp are you in? I'm in the God camp. I'm in the whole family of God. Now, people don't like that. They go, yeah, I know, but really. Have you noticed that the enemy will try to push you to pick sides?
Yes. True.
That's how a lot of disruptions and things start in churches and ministries. Well, whose side you on anyway? And people get it in their mind that I have to pick. No, you don't. Come on, say it out loud. I do not have to pick sides among God's people. And I'm not going to. Go with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Therefore, let no man glory in men. For what? For what? All things are yours. Now, he was talking specifically about what we've been talking about tonight. Because some had been saying, I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. I am of the Cephas, the Peter group. I am of the Apollos group. I am of I'm Paul's group. And the Spirit of God's correcting them through Paul. He's saying, listen, you don't have to pick. All things are yours. Paul, Apollos, Cephas, the world, life, death, things present, things to come. Come on, do you see this next phrase? What does the next phrase say? It's all mine. I don't have to pick. It's all mine. It's all mine. The faith message is mine. The grace message is mine. The prosperity message is mine. The holiness meeting is mine. What group are you in? All of them. Oh, no, you're not. You can't be. Yeah, I can. No, you have to pick. No, I don't. That's where you're wrong. I don't have to pick. And I'm not going to pick. Can you see that through this pressure to pick sides is how the enemy perpetuates strife and division? And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then somebody wants to know, hey, why don't you hang out with us anymore? The truth is, none of us, did you hear the word none? None of us are right about everything. None. Not you. Not me, not your favorite preachers, nobody you know is right about everything. Why? Because we know in part. And it's the parts we don't know, the gaps that we haven't filled, is where we're wrong on stuff. And where we get partially right and partially wrong. And listen to me, friend. The spirit of a man or woman is more important than their doctrine. Doctrine is important, but nobody is perfect in doctrine. I'm going to say that 3 more times. Well, our doctrine is it? No, it's not. Because for your doctrine to be perfect, you would have to be perfect in knowledge. And you're not, and you're not going to be in this life. And it's the parts you don't know about is where you're off and you're wrong, and nobody you know is right about everything. Nobody. 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 And a lot of times when groups really get up in arms with each other and oppose each other, so many times this group's partly right about this and partly right about that, and that's group 2, partly right about this, if they could just get their parts together. But did you hear that phrase? The spirit of a man, the spirit of a woman, is more important than their doctrine. The spirit of a person. That's what you ought to be looking for. Not trying to hear, are they crossing every T? Are they dotting every I? Don't misunderstand me. You should study to show yourself approved. You should do everything you know to get it right. But you should also understand you're not perfect in knowledge. But you should listen to the heart of a man, the heart of a woman. And when you can hear that the heart is right, that's more valuable than somebody that thinks they have their doctrine perfect. After all, what does God look at? God looks at the doctrine. His eyes are searching to and fro throughout the earth to find those who are perfect in doctrine before Him. No. Because if that were the case, nothing would happen. Ever. And here's the thing. You can be confused, and you can be wrong, and you can be off about some stuff in your head. And at the same time, your heart can be right. Your heart, you can, to have a perfect heart means to have a whole heart, wholehearted. You love God with all your heart. You believe Him with all your heart. You're willing with all your heart. And if your heart's right, God looks through all the imperfections and all the silly, goofy junk. And if He sees your heart and it's right, He says, perfect. 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 He's not talking about your knowledge. He's not talking about your performance. He's talking about your heart. Your heart. It's possible to have a perfect heart before the Lord every day and every night. Just keeping your heart right. Because we wouldn't pick sides, the Lord has allowed us exposure and fellowship with different parts of the body of Christ. We've wound up in places where you just shake your head and you think, how did I get here? This bunch is nothing like my bunch. I was thinking one day, some things begin to happen. It was so strange to my ears. It was so strange to my eyes. And I'm thinking, this can't be God. Of course, I didn't say that. I was thinking, man, this can't be God. And I closed my eyes and I'm thinking, hold on. That's God. I'd open my eyes and think, it can't be. No, hold on. And you know what it does? It gets you out of your fishbowl, and it helps you to begin to realize that a whole lot of the ways, things that you do that you think is God, right, is just you. Right. And that God does things differently through different people.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.